Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown. So the podcasts are going to be a little sporadic. That's just life with four kids. I'm going to do my best to try and get one at least every other day, if not at least one or two a week. It might not always happen. Today's podcast is going to be about animals, homestead, and life. I'm just going to talk a little bit about each and just in general kind of homesteading podcast. And I will start that after this short break. Animals in a homestead kind of go hand in hand for many. Others just want the slow down feel, maybe a garden, or just some seclusion from what's going on in the world. You get to define your own homestead. Our homestead, well, it includes animals, gardening, homeschooling, taking things, you know, kind of back in time, so to say, doing it a slower way, relying less on technology, and just being kind of self-sufficient. I don't hold us to a routine when it comes to our homesteading. Or like every day-to-day schedule. We have a regular list of tasks that have to be done daily. Some people love a routine. That's just not what our family thrives on. We like a little bit of freedom, not having to get everything done at a certain time. We do work on our list every day though, whether it's just cleaning house, whether it's getting an outside chore done, or we accomplish a lot on our list because we're having a good day, the baby's not too fussy, and she's just along for the ride. Animal chores are a two-thing daily, that's no matter what. Summer, winter, spring, fall, two times a day, morning, night. I don't really mess around on the time on that. That's typically a 7 a.m., 7 p.m., especially when we're milking our goats. But other than that, I don't really have much when it comes to routine. The summer, we are a bit more busier when we are moving animals to fresh pasture daily. They require more water. In the winter, we're checking water more often, a couple times a day to make sure, you know, it's not froze over. And if it is, we fix that. We choose to pasteurize and move animals regularly. Sometimes three times a day during the summer when grass is real good. Or like first spring when it's decent, but it's not quite there yet. It just depends on what the pasture looks like at the time they're on the paddock. You know, some people choose to keep their animals in a pen. Then that's fine. Some people choose to keep them in a barn. That's whatever works for you is going to work best for you. Not everyone wants the commitment. Not everyone has the time to commit to moving their animals every day, multiple times a day, on a fast pasture. But they have, or they offer one big paddock that's full of grass and they just don't move them from it because they can't keep up with the grass they've got. You know, some people choose grain-free. Some people choose organic non-GMO. Some choose conventional. And all's okay. There's no right or wrong way. We choose corn and soy free on our farm. Unless it's like sometimes the chicken feed. It's a little bit cheaper to get an organic non-GMO corn soy mix. It's easier to mix. It's easier to find the ingredients for stuff like that. But we do aim for a lot more of the soy free. Especially. Unless it's in the winter. My goats do better with a little bit of soybeans in their mix, but I'm talking like 10 pounds of roasted beans, over 500 pounds, and it's spread out between 2 and 3 months. So it's very, very minimal. It's going to be the same amount of like estrogen they'd get in the soybeans as they would if they were eating fresh white clover. You know, so that's just another thing to look into. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Just do what works best for your family. Just like everything else in life, everyone has their own opinion on how things should be done. We have ours, you have yours, we listen to Greg Judy, we listen to Justin Rhodes, Joel Salatin. We listen to them all. They all have different opinions. They all do it their own way. I have friends that do pasture raising, homesteading their own way. Some people do it for profit. Some people do it just to be in charge of what they get. Our animals on our homestead, they do have a purpose for the most part. And we have friends that have them just as pets. The three main animals on our homestead that you'll almost always find here are goats, pigs, and chickens. In the summer, you'll see typically cows, calves, probably some ducks, stuff like that. Meat birds in the summer. Otherwise, we only keep laying hens on the farm. We not only raise the animals for ourselves, but we do sell as well. The goats, they're kind of pets. We use the goat milk for making soap, feeding bottle calves, feeding our pigs. We don't typically drink a whole lot of it. I'll make farmer's cheese with it. And that's about it with the goat's milk. My kids drink it. Cows, they serve a purpose of meat and milk. We're hoping to add some American Milking Devons this year. Maybe next. We haven't really hammered that one down yet. But that's the breed we're choosing for not only meat, but for milk, because they're a good all-around cow. Again, we raise meat birds, Heritage and Cornish Cross. Our customers like the Cornish Cross better because they got bigger breasts. Who doesn't? For us, the goal is not only some self-reliance, but at least break even on our farm. So when I say we break even, I mean I sell chickens, and that's paid for the chicken feed, and it's paid for our meat in our freezer. So we're not out. We raise 4 or 5 pigs at a time. When we sell 2, we give one away typically, and then we keep one for ourselves. But the profit margin is it's paid for feed and it's paid for butcher cost for us, which is a win for us. I don't look at making a huge profit on the farm. I've never really looked at that, neither has my husband. But there's other ways to make a profit besides animals, and you can make a good profit with animals. Ducks will be added again this year, which will be a fun venture for my kids. They've been hounding us for a couple years now. We will probably keep them in a hoop shed, a portable hoop shed, so they get constant fresh pasture also, but they're not gonna have their poop all over my front yard, because we have enough of that with our free-range chickens. But that's fine. Some people like to let them roam. The ducks will provide not only an egg source, but a meat source. Duck eggs typically have more nutrition than a chicken egg, and they're excellent for baking, and we do a lot of baking, especially when I'm looking for a pancake bake, egg bakes, stuff like that I can bake it during the day or in the evenings, and then I can have it just grab and go for breakfast. Because we get up and we chore first thing, and sometimes the kids are just hangry as soon as they wake up and they need something fast. The animals are probably my favorite part of the homestead. We do garden. I'm not the most green thumb person, so our garden's not always been the great, and our soil hasn't been the greatest. So my garden, we see the fruit of the labor for sure. Maybe not as much as we could, but my garden gets neglected. It's not my favorite place to devote time, and my kids aren't to this point where they want to devote the time either, but they enjoy having it. They like to grow vegetables. My kids broadcast seeded some radishes for us this past spring, and we didn't see anything. Not until probably September, and we were out there. It was near my pig pen, and all of a sudden, we just found radish after radish. We didn't see them all summer, and we found them, and the kids were so excited to have radishes. Our pigs planted butternut squash for us in one of the pens we had them in, and we probably got 15 butternut squashes, and we didn't even know we planted them. We just fed the pigs some butternut squash, and we got a reward, and that was some of my kids' favorite food to eat. What we don't grow ourselves, we can typically buy from our local Amish for a decent price, and it does help that my husband hauls for them, so we get a little bit of a discount on some stuff. And typically, I can't grow tomatoes as cheap as I can buy them from them. Strawberries, we buy quite a few. And we buy quite a few bunch of other things. This lifestyle is definitely something that can't be beat, in our opinion. The slowdown, you get to enjoy your days, you get to be surrounded by animals, the outdoors, family. And it can just bring your family closer together. We're blessed that I am able to be a stay-at-home mom to our 4 kids. And also in the sense that my husband's job does allow him plenty of time home to help with us. Now, I do still do most of the chores, but he does get to help with the bigger projects and do stuff around the farm that he wants, which is blacksmithing, archery, hunting. He does a lot of that. We hope one day that he can be with home with us full time. And, you know, that's all in God's timing, and we'll see where it's at. And since I'm able to stay at home, we do homeschool our kids, which allows our kids not only to learn at their own pace, but to focus more on the things that they're interested in. Homeschool is not to replicate the public school system at home, but to be freeing and strengthening for our kids. My kids learn through life. They collect eggs. We do math. They go milk a goat. They get a life skill. They take care of chores. Sorry about that. They do chores, a life skill, gathering the mail, running outside, walking to the pond. We can do exercise. There's just so much in the homestead that you can count as a life lesson in schoolwork. Baking. My kids love to help in the kitchen and bake and wash dishes. They do have chores. Kind of age appropriate. My 4-year-old loves to collect the chicken eggs. She don't like to feed the chickens. She don't like chickens. But her favorite job is to find chicken eggs around the homestead. And that's like an Easter egg hunt. And that's probably one of her why it's her favorite. My oldest, he likes to have the bottle animals. Because he loves to bottle feed like the calves, the goats. My third youngest, he likes the pigs and the goats. He likes them all. He wants to feed them all. He wants to pet them all. They're just all friends to him. Homeschooling is not one shoe fits all. You're going to find what works for you if you choose to go that route. Just like everything else in life. You can't say this is what we do and this is how you should do it. Because it's not going to work for you. My kids don't thrive with bookwork. They don't want to sit still. And you know what? They're all young enough. It don't matter. They shouldn't be expected to sit still. With Missouri homeschooling laws, we've got it cracked down to 22 hours a week. And we will easily get our 1,000 hours in a school year with no pressure. It's not got to be a full-time job. It really does not. Whether you got a quarter acre or 100, you can be responsible in your own choosing for your own food. Whether you want to grow all your meat, whether you want to have a big garden, whether you want to share your land and have a community garden. There's just so many options you can choose to do. A quarter acre will grow you so much food. Especially if you're looking at like chickens, rabbits, a garden, maybe a goat for milk, or a sheep. Just a quarter acre you can do quite a bit with. And people oftentimes overlook that. So whatever your reason, I hope whoever found this podcast finds some encouragement. Feel free to reach out with any questions about our life or something you want discussed. And thank you for listening and have a blessed day.